This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, an important new book that exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
When I went to college, the principal interaction of men and women was called the date. A man would phone and invite a girl to be his guest for supper or to go to the movies. She would accept. They would have an enjoyable evening. He would pay the cost and then see that she got home safely. Maybe there would be a goodnight kiss at the door. The New York Times had a recent article stating that dating is now obsolete. Dating has been replaced by hanging out or hooking up. In this new world of internet posts and commitment-free sex, there are no clear rules. We can blame a lot of this change on the feminist movement. Feminism has frowned on old-fashioned courtship and taught young women there's something humiliating about a man buying a girl's dinner. Many young men today are afraid to ask a girl for a date. Some young women have begun to believe girls can get through life without men. Feminism has taught them that men are not really necessary after all. The disappearance of dating is a problem for young people of both genders who find it nearly impossible to find a spouse. But young women have biological clocks and they can't wait forever if they want to have a family. Traditional dating worked to their advantage. The custom of restricting access to themselves gave women a tremendous amount of power. Men were forced to work to pursue women. Traditional dating also showed women which men were capable of supporting a family, and that's what she ought to know before she starts a serious relationship. What men want from women is sex and their own children, and women hold all the cards to set the term of a relationship. The best way for women to fix this situation is to insist on the traditional rules and even on old-fashioned courtship. Traditional dating and courtship were a very good pathway to marriage, and that's what we need more of today.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The new book by Suzanne Venker and Phyllis Schlafly, The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. For more on the book or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes, men who despise you, enslave you, tell you what to do, what to think and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines, you are men. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. Choose the power to make this life a wonderful adventure. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass and dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite!
All right, folks, welcome back to the second hour of the Corporation Nation radio program. I'm Clint Richardson. You know, something just occurred to me as I was reading or revisiting this whole Obama Corps sort of private army for the president. I want to read something to you here, and I just realized this is why it was so important to get Obamacare not only passed but actually implemented. In other words, to get to the point where it takes effect, the date in the actual bill. So here's what it says. He says that the Ready Reserve Corps shall participate in routine training to meet the general and specific needs of the commissioned corps, ready and available for involuntary calls to active duty during national emergencies and public health crises. Similar to the uniformed service reserve personnel, be available for backfilling critical positions left vacant during the deployment of active duty commissioned corps members, as well as for the deployment to respond to public health emergencies, both foreign and domestic, and be available for service assigned in isolated hardship and medically underserved communities. Medically underserved communities is actually defined elsewhere in Section 399SS, to improve access to health services. Now, this is where it gets interesting. Commissioned officers of the Ready Reserve Corps shall be appointed by the president, and commissioned officers of the regular corps shall be appointed by the president with the advice and consent of the Senate. Effective on the date of enactment of the Affordable Health Choices Act, all individuals classified as officers in the Reserve Corps under this section, as such section existed on the day before the date of enactment of this act, and serving on active duty, shall be deemed to be commissioned officers of the regular corps. So these guys are personally appointed, these officers are personally appointed by Barack Obama without advice and consent of the Senate. They automatically become a part of his army, his corps, as they call it. So it's a presidential army with generals and commissioned officers of his choosing, and not necessarily bound to any oath. That's the other part of this, because remember, this is a corps that is operating under the emergency powers statutes above and beyond any constitutional restrictions. Remember that. So we're talking about not only a personal army, but one that is immune from statute and constitutional considerations. This is a very, very important part of the so-called Obamacare Act. Number 9 of the Communist Manifesto planks is a very interesting one, because this is more of an international scale that this is being implemented. This is basically Agenda 21, and has a lot to do with what we've been talking about in the last few shows. Corporate farms and regional planning. Combination of agriculture with manufacturing industries. Gradual abolition of the distinction between town and country by a more equitable distribution of population over the country. Okay, so again, that stinks of Agenda 21. And we can see this again in Executive Order 11002 designates the Postmaster General to operate a national registration of all persons. Tracking, in other words. Executive Order 11004 allows the Housing and Finance Authority to relocate communities, build new housing with public funds, to designate public lands and areas to be abandoned, and to establish new locations for populations. Okay, these are all presidential orders through the National Emergency Status Declaration. And then you have the National Security Act of 1947, which allows for the strategic relocation of industries, services, government, and other essential economic activities, and to rationalize the requirements for manpower, resources, and production facilities. Basically, what we're talking about here is the continuity of government. Government is not something you can point to and say that's government. However, in the continuity of government, the paper can be moved to a new central location, just like the people can. And finally, and perhaps most important and relevant to modern times, is number 10 of the Communist Manifesto, government control of education. Oh, well, remember our little discussion about Common Core? It describes government control of education as free education for all children in public schools. All children. It's the law requirement for public education by government. The abolition of children's factory labor in its present form. In other words, you know, the working conditions for children was absolutely abhorrent at the time. So we're gonna disguise it, and we're gonna create what's called workforce education, Common Core. Get children prepared for the workplace. Combination of education with industrial production. Executive Order 1101, again, allows the government to take over all health, education, and welfare functions straight from the president. Mandatory government education, of course. We know that no child should be left behind, according to another president we had. So, yeah, I mean, this is actually kind of scary. Again, I think Obamacare went online, if I'm not mistaken, in October, correct? The first fiscal day of the new fiscal year for the corporation called the federal government, right? The United States. I had not considered this, actually. This is actually kind of even more frightening when we get down to it. So there you go. You have the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, very much made a part of the United States. Now, that tells us that the United States passes the test written by Karl Marx in the 1800s, I believe, which, what, says that a nation or country or whatever, a government, is communist. Well, I don't know what else we need. I don't know what else to do except point to what we've just discovered. But my contention here is to say that that is only one color of the rainbow. That is just one little part of the visible tyranny, the visible light that we have in this country. Because when I also then go and read, well, okay, but we also have socialism. What about that ism? We have communism. What about socialism? Right? I mean, what do we do about socialism? Because, you know, we have social security, Medicare, unemployment, and all of that. That's socialism. So let's read from a gentleman named Emilio Gentile, who's from Italy. He describes fascism with, again, 10 constituent elements, very similar to the 10 planks. And we'll be back to read those.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Is this real, or is this just a ride? The world is like a ride. You think it's real, it's just a ride. We can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice between fear and love.
All right, folks. The world is like welcome back. Emilio Gentile was born in 1946 in Bolzano. And he's an Italian historian specializing in the ideology and culture of fascism. I meant to say fascism. My apologies. Gentile is considered one of Italy's foremost cultural historians of fascist ideology. He's a student of Renzo De Felice, a professor at the Sapienza University of Rome, and considers fascism as a form, interestingly, of political religion, which, once you hear this, you'll probably understand what he means. He describes fascism in 10 planks, basically, and we'll just go over those one by one. By the way, we'll take calls in the next segment. A mass movement, fascism is, a mass movement with multi-class membership in which prevail, among the leaders and the militants, the middle sectors. In large part, new to political activity, organized as a party militia. Think political parties. That bases its identity not on social hierarchy or class origin, but on a sense of comradeship. Again, think about your political parties. Believes itself invested with a mission of national regeneration. Think political parties. Considers itself in a state of war against political adversaries and aims at conquering a monopoly of political power by using terror, parliamentary politics, and deals with leading groups to create a new regime that destroys parliamentary democracy. Again, think of your private, non-governmental associations called the Democratic and Republican Party. Think about all the non-governmental private associations that your politicians, as we've discussed, are members of and create the laws outside of government only to bring them in, lobby themselves with their own legislation, and rubber stamp that legislation. Number two, fascism is an anti-ideological and pragmatic ideology that proclaims itself anti-materialist, anti-individualist, anti-liberal, anti-democratic, anti-Marxist, is populist and anti-capitalist in tendency, expresses itself aesthetically more than theoretically by means of new political style and by myths, rites, and symbols as a lay religion designed to culturate, socialize, and integrate the faith of the masses with the goal of creating a new man. Now, that's a difficult one to put into perspective. But this is talking about the new age, the new one world religion, the new all of the things that are happening, the rites. When it says the word rites, R-I-T-E, the myths and the symbols, we find it in simulacra and simulation. We find that everything has been replaced. All reality has been replaced by symbols of reality, and that's what we follow. Number three, a culture founded on mystical thought and the tragic and activist sense of life, conceived of as the manifestation of the will to power. Convincing the people, again, that government is run by their consent, when it has absolutely nothing to do with the people or their will. On the myth of youth as artificer of history, and on the exaltation of the militarization of politics as a model of life and collective activity. Boy, we certainly do that in this country, the way we worship our military and we call them heroes. Heroes who will not disobey orders and instead will kill families, women, and children because they're ordered to. We exalt the military for some reason. I can never figure out. Number four, a totalitarian conception of the primacy of politics, conceived of as an integrating experience to carry out the fusion of the individual and the masses in the organic and mystical unity of the nation as an ethnic and moral community, adopting measures of discrimination and persecution against those considered to be outside this community, either as enemies of the regime or members of races considered to be inferior or otherwise dangerous for the integrity of a nation. Well, again, we have to stop and we have to think about this, because it's not readily visible until we recognize that we are a discriminatory nation. We are a very, very moral community, even though our morals seem to be upside down. And we do adopt measures of discrimination and persecution. We call it equality. We call it hate crimes. We call it, you might as well call it for what it is, which is Zionism. Okay, we just don't see it half the time. Number five, a civic ethic founded on total dedication to the national community, on discipline, virility, comradeship, and the warrior spirit. That describes the worship of the flag to a T. That describes the illogical and irrational love of our central government that I still cannot put a finger on why people love it, the cause of all our issues. But yet we have a civic ethic founded on total dedication to the national community. Why do we insist on being United States citizens when the United States is nowhere near us? I'm in Utah. It's thousands of miles away. Okay. Number six, a single state party. Of course, they've created a single party by dividing it in two and pretending that it is a two-party system, when in fact it's really only one, as we've discussed, and the bipartisan nature when they actually get together outside of government and their little private associations. It's all an illusion. A single state party that has the task of providing for the armed defense of the regime, selecting its directing cadres and organizing the masses within the state in a process of permanent mobilization of emotion and faith. Number seven, a police apparatus that prevents, controls, and represses dissidents and opposition, even by using organized terror. Do we have that? We certainly do. A police apparatus that prevents, controls, and represses dissidents? Trust me, I've been a victim of that more than once. I've been told I need a permit for free speech. Number eight, a political system organized by hierarchy of functions named from the top and crowned by the figure of the leader. Well, we just discussed that through the emergency status. Invested with a sacred charisma. Well, that describes our presidents. Look at Reagan, the movie star. How about Obama, the black incarnation of Jesus, right? That's what people believed. Who commands, directs, and coordinates the activities of the party and the regime. Well, I mean, is this hitting home, folks? Does this sound familiar? The 10 planks of fascism and the 10 planks of communism? Corporative organization of the economy, which again, we just discussed, that supersedes trade union liberty, broadens the sphere of state intervention and seeks to achieve by principles of technology and solidarity, technocracy, excuse me, and solidarity, the collaboration of the productive sectors under control of the regime to archive its goals of power, yet preserving private property and class divisions. Again, folks, perhaps you should read this for yourself and really go over this word by word, because it's describing America to a T. A foreign policy, number 10, a foreign policy inspired by the myth of national power and greatness, with the goal of imperialist expansion. We certainly qualify for number 10. All right, so there you have it. So now we have two colors of the rainbow. We have fascism, and we have communism. We also have socialism. I don't think we can argue against that. I don't need to go into that. We'll take calls after the break. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Derivatives, quantitative easing, trade imbalances, recession, low GDP, nations close to collapsing, and subprime loans, foreclosed homes, and people's taxes spent to bail out too big to fail, AAA banks again. Fear levels rising as a US crash seems imminent, having smashed the debt ceiling of $14 trillion. Despite protests and clashes in Athens streets, the IMF imposed structurally unjust programs in Greece, where in fact the term economy entered our language from the Greek oikonomia, meaning household management. Well, how are we managing? Theories abound, but in practice, does anyone actually know what the hell's even happening? Well, seems we've come to our global auditing, our financial day of reckoning. It's an interesting quandary. Have we invested too much in this enterprise to admit the solution might lie in its very demise? For our real economy is something much broader. It's GDP measured not by our ability to hoard, but our capacity to relearn and earn our place in nature's order and thus remain on this planet Ark, our Pandora.
All right, folks, welcome back. Juice news there. Lenin described socialism to be simply state capitalist monopoly. So we could put socialism aside, because really socialism just basically means that government owns the corporate structure and offers services through what we call capitalism, state capitalist monopoly. So what is government doing? It's creating a monopoly on the insurance scheme, of which government is the main stockholder in insurance companies. I wrote an article about that not too long ago. So let's talk about capitalism, because capitalism is just another color in the rainbow, such as socialism, fascism, and communism. We are the grand experiment in isms. Capitalism is an economic system in which capital assets are privately owned and goods and services are produced for profit in a market economy. Yada, 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 yada. Let's get to the real issue here. The term capitalism, in its modern sense, is often attributed to the one and only Karl Marx. Remember him? He rarely used the term capitalism. It was mostly used through interpretations of his work, Frederick Engels, for instance. Defenders of the capitalist system often replace the term capitalism with such feely-touchy phrases like free enterprise and of private enterprise. Replace the term capitalist with rentier and investor. Because there's so many negative connotations associated with capitalism. Now, we've all been brainwashed and we think capitalism is a good thing, of course. But again, when you trace its origins, not so much. And then when you consider the, of course, the massive investment funds of government, as we'll cover in more detail as we go on with the show, through the CAFR investment funds, through the pension investment system, throughout the world, we find government being the owner of all of these corporations that we're talking about. Capitalist system. Well, capitalism is more like a tool used to create socialism through fascist communism. Oh, this is fun, folks. So, I mean, really, and then we have to decide which kind of capitalism are we on, you know, do we have laissez-faire capitalism? Do we have welfare capitalism? Or do we have state capitalism? Or just regular capitalism, social capitalism? Which one do we have? State capitalism is basically an economic system where the means of production are owned privately, but the state has considerable control over the allocation of credit and investment. Hey, that was the necessity of the plank of the Communist Manifesto, the second one, called a central bank. Considerable control, actual total control, over the allocation of credit and investment. Excuse me. State capitalism is interchangeable with state monopoly capitalism to describe a system where the state intervenes in the economy to protect and advance the interests of large-scale businesses. Let's not forget who the stockholder of those large-scale businesses are. Think the banking bailouts. This practice is often claimed to be in contrast with the ideals of both socialism and laissez-faire capitalism. So, you know, which choose your poison. Call it what you will, but I insist that you recognize the rainbow, that you recognize the lovely bouquet of isms that the United States is, the grand experiment that the United States is. I'm sorry, but if we don't recognize, if we don't realize that, again, when the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto are law in the United States, we have a problem, folks. Let's take some calls. We have Earl in Texas. How you doing, Earl?
I'm doing fine, sir. I appreciate your program. I would like to draw some comment on the first plank of the Communist Manifesto.
Absolutely.
Over here in Johnson County, I had been petitioning the mayor and the mayor's council once a month for a good half a year, trying to have them find an alternative to that immoral property tax. During that time, they had never, ever once responded there at the council during public comment time. I had also written to the governor an 8-page letter, an appeal to the governor of Texas concerning property rights. And getting to the first plank of the Communist Manifesto, if I may read a little bit at the end of page number 6 and a little bit at the page number 7 in reference to this tax from this correspondence I had given to the governor, if that's all right with you.
Please do, sir.
All right. There, I'm picking it up near the end of page 6. Therefore, any decent form of government, especially ours, would never consider placing the people's natural right under a mode of compromise. The essence of our form of government, our republic, which draws from paragraph 2 of our Declaration of Independence, states that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. This sound philosophy has given way to one that violently opposes those principles. As stated in the beginning, a state of war against those principles has taken on many different faces, many different isms, all which oppose the philosophy of our foundation. One of these isms is communism. Now I ask, Governor, how is it possible that the first plank out of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto is to have dominance over our Declaration of Independence? The first plank calls for the abolition of property and land and the application of rent and so forth. Now, some may suggest that it is only a mere coincidence, but what about the 9 other coincidences that has been incorporated into our system of government? And I'll stop there. The governor's office did reply. They said it went to his advisors. But down here, for whatever reason, and I'm sad to say that there has been no help on this endeavor to end the property tax to find an alternative. People are just, I guess, tuned into football or whatever the case may be. But that's what I wanted to chime in on, and I commend you, sir, on what you're doing here tonight.
Well, I appreciate it, man, and you're the one to be commended because you're one of the few out there who are walking the walk. You know, many people talk, but you're actually walking the walk, trying to get answers to questions that can't be answered. And really, it doesn't surprise me that your quote unquote representative is not answering your questions. And you know why? It's really because he doesn't have to. He's not required to. You might try taking him to court. Tune in on Thursday and I'll ask Bert. I can't remember the name of the court, but there's a certain case where you can go to court strictly for informational purposes to get the law defined and to get certain questions answered. And I just can't for the life of me think of what that is right now. But I'll research it for you and try to remember to mention it on Thursday.
Already, sir. Thank you.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir.
There's over 170, there's about 170 different forms of governance or government. Some that are actually kind of hilarious. It is said, or it has been suggested, I should say, that every government which has ever existed has been a prime example of what is called a kekistocracy, which translated means the rule of the worst. In other words, the worst elements of society becoming the government. a kekistocracy, or the rule of the worst. Now, etymology shows us that the two suffixes, which are the archy, as in an oligarchy, and krasy, as in a democracy or a theocracy, archy means rulership, and krasy means power, which both come from, of course, the Greek language. We'll be back in our final segment. We'll take calls if anyone calls in. Stay tuned.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, folks, welcome back. We are in the final segment here of the Corporation Nation. Michael in New York, we'll get to you in a second here. I just wanted to just go over some, it's kind of funny when you actually look at all of the different types of government. Again, the etymology referring to power and political rule. You have a sephocracy. Government resulting from election by ballot. Well, that's us. How about a monocracy? Government by one individual. Oh, well, wait a minute. That's us too, because we just discussed how the president governs individually. How about narco-kleptocracy? A government by those who profit from trade in illegal drugs. Oh, well, that's us too. And in fact, we make what should be illegal drugs legal, and of course, then invest in their corporations and allow them to sell the harmful and deadly drugs to us. How about a navarchy, rulership over the seas? Well, think of the Law of the Sea Treaty and maritime law, which is actually quoted in the Constitution. How about a nomocracy? Government based on a legal system and rule of law. Well, gosh, that's us too. How about an oligarchy? Government by mobs. Well, gosh, I hate to say it. That's us, too. How about a kleptocracy, government by thieves? Well, that's certainly us. Critarchy? It's hard to say. Critarchy? Government by judges? Well, yeah, they seem to take the law, twist it, and give us their opinions, and we're supposed to follow that. How about a legocracy? Government of words. Sure. Words of the law society, the attorneys. How about a merocracy? Government by a part of the citizenry. Well, yeah, that's us too. A millionocracy? Government by millionaires? Yeah, you could probably call us that. How about a mobocracy? Government by mobs or crowds? A foolocracy? Government by fools? It just goes on and on and on. A hagiocracy? Government by holy men? Well, they certainly consider themselves holy. How about a heroocracy? Government by heroes. We certainly place our presidents up on the hero pedestal, don't we? Government by a foreign ruler. I can't even say it. Yeah, well, we do have a foreign ruler. At least they consider us foreigners in Washington, D.C. A hierarchy, government by a ranked body. It goes on and on and on. A hoplarchy. Government by the military. Well, we are a military-occupied nation. Let's take Michael in New York. How are you doing, Michael?
I'm doing good, sir. Thank you. And just great show, very informative. And I'd just like to chime in on the fact that if the property owners were the only ones still allowed to vote in the United States of America as it first set out as, then we wouldn't have any of those ocracies right now. That's for damn sure. Now, on property tax, I just want you to know, and people that hear me calling in over the years, so they may have heard this, but it's worth stating again, as a previous caller said, I went to the local tax department, requested a copy of the law that stated that I had to pay property tax as a private property owner, not commercial. And, of course, they were stunned, never heard, ever had a request like that. They were deer in the headlights all the way. So I said, okay, look into it, you know, just get back to me, which they never did. I had to follow up couple months later, and we couldn't find it. And I said, oh, really? You couldn't find the law that says I have to pay this property tax? Don't you find that curious or surprising? And the answer is no.
No.
And that's when I looked at her, and I wanted to say, but I was still very polite and courteous, so I didn't say anything. But I wanted to say, lady, you are lucky there aren't any Americans around right now, because we would hang you for that extortion that you are clearly admitting to.
Well, let's not forget, I'm going to have to say this in every show, I think. A bureaucrat is defined as an official who works by fixed routine without exercising intelligent judgment. I mean, doesn't that perfectly fit? I mean, that's just a random house dictionary right there. I mean, you're talking to bureaucrats. They are drones. And it's really sad that that's the case.
Yes. And, you know,
but again, good on you for trying. I mean, at least you're trying. At least you're trying to, you know, even to talk to these people and make them realize what they're a part of. That's again, that's walking the walk, you know.
And I use that as an example to everyone. Do this yourself. Go through that simple exercise. Prove to yourself. And, you know, also, when they evict you off your own property that you own free and clear, solely due to unable to pay the property tax, they auction off your property and keep all of the money instead of saying, well, look, you know, Mike, you owed us $20,000. We took that. Here's the rest of the money. They keep it all. Now, what the heck is the definition of a racket if that sure isn't one?
But, well, and,
you know,
and
Chris, real quick, I'll let you wrap up. But, you know, like you said, we're bureaucracy there. They're all bureaucrats. The French Revolution was death to the aristocrats. Our next revolution will be death to the bureaucrats as we get them out of the way to get to the real traitors that are supposedly our representatives at all our government levels. And God bless, Chris. Keep up the good work.
All right, my friend. I think they might be robots. That's the. I think they might be cybernetic organisms trained in bureaucracy. I think that might be our problem. Maybe we should throw water on them. I don't know. Thanks, Michael, for the call. And again, good on you and Earl in Texas for walking the walk. Let's real quick take Dave, and then we're going to be out of time. Dave in Delaware. Do we have Dave on the line?
Yeah, the caller's talking about land tax. The reason they owe a tax is because their private property deed is recorded in the public property records. If they want to learn how to remove their deed and reclaim their ownership, send me an email, notaxman@dmv.com, and I'll tell them how they can terminate that deed registration because it was a taking of their private property for public use without just compensation.
It was a commercialization. Say your email again.
notaxman@dmv, like Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia, dmv.com. And those people who want to know about income tax, it's voluntary. They collect it by a doctrine known as voluntary compliance. If the people want to learn how to unvolunteer, send me an email, and I'll tell them how to do it.
Well, it's funny because every once in a while you'll catch a politician in his own mistake where he says, you know, how do we get people to pay this voluntary tax? How do we force people to pay a voluntary tax? And he's dead serious. How do we force them?
It's by trickery and deception.
Yes,
people into the appearance trap and the acceptance trap, and people unknowingly get suckered into the appearance trap and the acceptance trap, and that's the definition of a contract, is the offer, acceptance of that offer, at which point, by law, a contract arises, by the acceptance. That's why we teach, do not accept these offers, then there is no contract, and no contract, no authority, case after case after case. If there's no contract, there's no authority. And the reason is, in their Article 3, they're only authorized to adjudicate cases and controversies. Well, a case is a controversy, so there has to be a written document over which there's a dispute or disagreement in order for a controversy to exist, regardless whether it's called a case controversy or a controversy controversy. There's got to be a written contract. If there's no acceptance, there's no contract. No contract, no authority. Just send me an email, notaxman@dmv.com, and I'll tell people how to stop volunteering.
All right, man. I might send you an email. my thanks. Now, let me ask you a question. Are you familiar with the fact that the IRS is actually two distinct corporations, one being governmental, one being non-governmental, and I believe it's located on the island of Guam?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. No problem. Yeah. But it's still voluntary compliance, and that's right in the Declaration of Independence. It says the governments derive their just powers with the consent of the governed, and people have been getting tricked into consent by the trickery of the appearance trap and the acceptance trap, because the definitions of appearance and acceptance.
It's, of course, that's just volunteerism, which, again, a lot of people promote without realizing we're already in a voluntary society. We just have to figure out how to stop volunteering.
We
don't know how. You know, it's.
We'll teach people how to unvolunteer and discontinue volunteering into this contractual slavery that they've tricked us into.
Well, Dave, appreciate your call. Well, heck, give your email out again.
notaxman@dmv, Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia. DMV, not the Department of Motor Vehicles. DMV.
I didn't think so. All right, well, you'll be hearing from the NSA, the IRS, and the rest of the federal government. So thank you very much for your call. And that brings us to the end, folks. I hope today was informative for you. Hope it makes you rethink your disposition in this nation we call the United States. Take care, folks. See you tomorrow for Deanna Spingola.
With financial uncertainty,